Welcome to the Accent Africa audio recordings. This session was taught in Hawassa, Ethiopia in January 2016 by Dr. Denny Miller. The title for this session is The Importance of Preaching on the Holy Spirit and How to Preach on the Holy Spirit. The translation is Amharic. We trust you will enjoy the teaching and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us at accentafrica@agmd.org.
I want to talk to you about how to preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
አሁን ምን እናጋገረው እንዴት ነው ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት የምንሰብከው ወይ መሰባበክ እንዴት ነው ብለን እናያለን.
In Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost.
ሐዋርያት ሥራ ምዕራፍ 2 ላይ በበዓለ ሃምሳ ቀን
Peter preached the first sermon of the Christian era.
ሐዋርያው ጴጥሮስ በክርስቲያኖች ሕይወት የመጀመሪያ የሆነው በክርስቲያኖች ዘመን አንድ ስብከት ሰበከ.
The first sermon after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
የመጀመሪያው ስብከት ከመንፈስ ቅዱስ ከወረደ በኋላ የተሰበከ ስብከት
ነው. Now you remember Peter was preaching to many unsaved people.
ታስታውሳላችሁ ጴጥሮስ ብዙ ላልዳኑ ሰዎች ወንጌልን ሰበከ.
I believe he was preaching in the temple court in Jerusalem.
አምናለሁ ሐዋርያው ጴጥሮስ በፍርድ ቤት ወንበር ፊትም ይሄን እንደሰበከ አምናለሁ.
He could have been preaching to as many as 200,000 people.
ምክንያቱም ለብዙ ሰዎች በብዙ ሺህ ለሚቆጠሩ ሰዎችም ሰብኳል.
And he was preaching an evangelistic sermon.
ዚያንቀር የሰበከው ስብከት የወንጌላዊ ስብከት ነው የሰበከው.
Then but this is what I find interesting.
ያገኘሁት እጅግ አስደናቂ ነገር ይሄ ነው በዚህ ክፍል.
In an evangelistic sermon,
በወንጌላዊ ስብከት ላይ
he preached on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
የሚገርመው የሰበከው በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስለመጠመቅ ነው የሰበከው.
I've looked at Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 2.
የሐዋርያት ሥራ ምዕራፍ 2 የሐዋርያት ጴጥሮስን ስብከት ስንመለከት
and it has 25 verses.
25 ቁጥሮች አሉት.
10 of those verses deal with the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
ከሰበካቸው ከ25 ቁጥሮች 10 ቁጥሮች የሚናገሩት ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት ነው.
So 40% of his sermon was on the work of the Holy Spirit.
ከ45% በላይ ያለው ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት ነው የሚያወራው የሰበከው.
Now we're doing much the same in this seminar this week.
እኛም ለዚህ ነው በዚህ ስልጠና ፕሮግራም ላይ ብዙውን ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ የምናወራው.
We're preaching outside where it is an evangelistic setting.
ከተማ ለመማረክ ወይም ከአደባባይ ላይ በመናደርገው ስብከትም ይሄንን ያደረግነው ለዚህ ነው.
But we're emphasizing the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
ትኩረት ሰጥተን የምንናገረውም ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት ነው.
Now Peter did not fail to preach Christ and to emphasize the gospel.
ሐዋርያው ጴጥሮስ የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ጥምቀት ከመስበክ ወደ ኋላ አላለም.
But he also one who is saved must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Petros iyandandu so bemenfes kedus memmolat indet asfelaginna ijig takami neger endona gemtotan.
Now in this lesson you'll see that I have two main things I'm going to say in this lesson.
Ulemato 36 ገጽ ላይ ባገኛችሁ ገጽ ላይ ሁለት ተቃሚ ነገሮችን ትመለከታላችሁ.
The two things I'm going to talk about
የማወራቸው ሁለቱ ነገሮች
is the importance of preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት አሰባበክን እንዴት እንደምንሰብክ የሚጠቅሙ ነገሮች ናቸው.
And the second thing I'm going to talk about
ሁለተኛው ነገር እኔ የማወራው
is how to preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
እንዴት ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት እንሰብካለን የሚለው.
And so I'm going to first talk about the importance of preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
የመጀመሪያው ነገር ቅዱስ ጥምቀት አሰባበክ አስፈላጊነት ምንድነው የሚለውን እናያለን.
Someone said this and what they said is true.
አንድ ሰው ትክክለኛ ንግግር ከተናገረ
they said the subject that you preach on is the results that you get.
የሚሰብከው ነገር ወይ ዋናው ነገር የሚሰብከው ነገር ማግኘት ይሆናል.
If you preach on salvation people will be saved.
ስለ ደህንነት የምትሰብኩ ከሆነ ሰዎች ይድናሉ.
If you preach on tithing people will learn to tithe.
ስለ አስራት የምትሰብኩ ከሆነ ሰዎች አስራት ይከፍላሉ.
If you preach on holy living people will begin to live more holy lives.
ሰዎች የቅድስና ህይወት እንዲኖሩ የምትሰብኩ ከሆነ ሰዎች የቅድስና ህይወት መኖር ይጀምራሉ.
And if you preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit people will be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ የምትሰብኩ ሰዎች በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ይሞላሉ.
Now Reverend Turney is going to come in a few moments and talk about how to pray with people.
ቄስ ማርክ አስተምሮናል ቀደም አሁን ከረፍት በኋላ ያስተምሩናል.
But you will find out what we believe about praying for people to be filled with the Spirit. We believe that Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. It is not my responsibility, nor Reverend Turney's responsibility, nor your responsibility to fill people with the Holy Spirit. You cannot fill anyone with the Holy Spirit. I have never in my life filled anyone with the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. But I can lead people to Jesus and instruct them how they can respond to the Holy Spirit. Now let me talk for a moment about not preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Across Africa, we have Assemblies of God pastors who are not faithfully preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit. As a result, only 20% of our people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. But what are some negative consequences when we do not preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit? Let me give you 3 negative consequences of not preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስን ባለመስበክ የሚፈጠሩትን 3 መጥፎ የሆኑትን ገጽታዎች ላሳያችሁ ትክክለ ያሉትን
When we preach and people get saved,
ሰዎች እንድድኑ ስንሰብክ
And then they are not baptized in the Holy Spirit.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ላይሞሉ ይችላሉ.
Their lives are open to the attacks of the devil.
ታቃላችሁ ጌታን ከተቀበሉ በኋላ ህይወታቸው በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ያልተሞላካኑ በሰይጣን ሊጠቁ ለጥቃት ግልጽ ይሆናል.
People who are not full of the Holy Spirit are vulnerable to the Satan's attacks.
ታቃላችሁ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ያልተሞሉ ሰዎች ለሰይጣን ጥቃት ክፍት የሆኑ ግልጽ የሆኑ የተጋለጡ ናቸው.
And so when you get people saved,
ሰዎች እንድድኑ ድነው ካገኛችሁ
And then you do not lead them into the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
ሰዎችን ከዳኑ በኋላ ወደ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላት የማትመሯቸው ከሆነ
You leave them open to be attacked by Satan.
ታቃላችሁ ለሰይጣን ጥቃት ግልጽ ሆነው ክፍት ሆነው እንዲቀመጡ ነው የምታደርጓቸው.
And as a result many people have turned away from Christ.
ለዚህ ነው ብዙ ሰዎች ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ፊታቸውን አዙረው ወይ ወደ ኋላ የሚመለሱት.
But we pastors must bear some responsibility.
እኛ መጋቢዎች ትልቅ ኃላፊነት ተሸክመናል.
Because we did not lead our people into the spirit filled life.
ምክንያቱም እኛ ህዝቦቻችን ወደ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላት አንመራቸው.
A second negative effect.
ሁለተኛው መጥፎ ጎኑ
is that the people who are not filled with the Holy Spirit
ሰዎች በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ካልተሞሉ
become ineffective witnesses for Christ.
ጌታ አገልግሎት ውስጥ የክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ውጤታማ ምስክሮች መሆን አይችሉም.
Jesus said you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእናንተ ላይ ሲመጣ ኃይልን ትቀበላላችሁ.
And you will be my witnesses.
ምስክሮችም ትሆናላችሁ ብሏል.
But because people are not filled with the Holy Spirit
ነገር ግን ሰዎች በመንፈስ ቅዱስ የማይሞሉ ከሆነ
they do not become effective witnesses.
ለእግዚአብሔር ጠቃሚ ምስክሮች መሆን አይችሉም.
And our church it doesn't grow.
ቤተክርስቲያናችንም እንደምንፈልገው አያል.
We don't plant new churches as we should.
አዳዲስ ቤተክርስቲያናችንም መትከልም አንችልም.
Because we have no one to help us.
ምክንያቱም እነኛ ሰዎች ለኛ የሚጠቅሙን አይሆኑም.
We're going to be talking about church planting today and strategy.
ዛሬ በኋላ ላይ ስለ ቤተክርስቲያን ተከላ አካሄድ እንመለከታለን.
And your region is going to have some goals for planting churches.
ክልላችሁም ቤተክርስቲያን ተከላ ላይ የራሱን የሆነ ስራት ያስቀምጣል.
But to plant churches we need people to help us.
ቤተክርስቲያን ስንተክል ግን ሰዎች እንድረዱን እንፈልጋለን.
Those new churches are going to have pastors.
አዳዲስ ቤተክርስቲያናቶች አዳዲስ መጋቢዎችን ይፈልጋሉ.
We're going to have people who will go and do church planting crusades.
በዚያ በመንነት በመንተክልበት ስፍራ መንፈሳዊ መነቃቂያ ፕሮግራሞችን ልናደርግ ይገባል.
Where will we find those people?
እንደገና ያን የሚያርጉትን ሰዎች ከየት ልናገኝ እንችላለን?
It will be those people that we get baptized in the Holy Spirit.
እነኛም ሰዎች እንደገና በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት አለባቸው።
It will be the people in our churches.
የቤተክርስቲያናችን ሰዎች
and the people that will that aren't even saved yet that will be saved.
በትክክል እንደዳኑና ደህንነታቸውን ያረጋግጡ ከሆነ
but they need to be filled with the spirit.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ካረጋግጡ ወር በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት ይጠበቅባቸው።
And another negative effect.
ሌላኛው ደግሞ መጥፎ ጎኑ
is that our missions program doesn't progress.
ተልእኮ አገልግሎታችን ወይም ሚስዮናዊ አገልግሎታችን እያደገ የሚሄድ አይሆንም።
You see God sent his holy spirit to accomplish his mission.
እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስን የላከው የርሱን ተልእኮ ለእንዲፈጽም ነው።
And sometimes we say the holy spirit he is the superintendent of the harvest.
ታቃላችሁ እኛ አንዳንድ ጊዜ እንደዚህ እናስባለን የአዲስ ወይም መከሩን በመሰብሰብ ላይ ዋናው ራስ የሆነው መሪ መንፈስ ቅዱስ እንደሆነ እናስባለን።
The holy spirit inspires people to get involved in missions.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሰዎች በዚህ ተልእኮ አገልግሎት ላይ እንዲንቀሳቀሱ ያነቃቃቸዋል መንፈሱን ይጨምርላቸዋል።
But if your people are not full of the holy spirit
ሰዎች ግን መንፈስ ቅዱስን የማይከተሉ
You are doing the job alone.
እንን ስራ ብቻችሁን ትሰሩታላችሁ።
But if they are full of the spirit,
መንፈስ ቅዱስ እንግዲህ ከተሞሉ,
the spirit is doing the job in their hearts.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእነርሱ ልብ ስራ እንዲሰሩ ማነሳሳት ይጀምራል።
Now let me ask a question.
አንድ ጥያቄ ልጠይቃችሁ።
All over Africa we have assemblies of God pastors.
በአፍሪካ ውስጥ ያሉትን የጉባኤ እግዚአብሔር ክርስቲያን መጋቢዎችን
And thousands of these pastors are not preaching regularly on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
በሺህ የሚቆጠሩ መጋቢዎች አሉ እነኚህ መጋቢዎች ግን በተከታታይ ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት በቤተክርስቲያናቸው አይሰብኩም።
We know this is true.
እውነት እንደሆነ እናውቃለን።
Because our team has been in 35 countries in Africa.
ይሄንን እርግጠኛ ሆነን እናውቀው የኔ ቡድን ከ35 በላይ የአፍሪካ ሀገሮች ላይ ተዘዋውረን አይታለን።
Doing conferences just like this one.
ልክ እንደዚህ አይነት ተመሳሳይ ኮንፈረንሶችን አድርገናል በእነኛ ሀገሮች።
And we discovered that all over Africa we have many pastors who seldom if ever preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
ከብዙዎችን በተዛወርንበት ያየነው ነገር ምንድነው ብዙ መጋቢዎች ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት በየቤተክርስቲያናቸው እንደማይሰብኩ አይተናል።
Now why is this happening?
ይሄ ለምንድነው እንደዚህ ሆነው?
I think one reason
አንድ ምክንያት ሊሆን ይችላል
is because our pastors do not understand the importance of this experience.
መጋቢዎች ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላት ልምምድ በደንብ አልተረዱ ይሆናል ብለን እናስባለን።
They have not been taught the importance of this experience.
ይሄንን በደንብ ጥቅሙን ስላላወቁ ስለዚህ ነገር ብዙ መናገር አልቻሉ።
Did you know right before Jesus went back to heaven?
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ወደ ሰማይ ከመመለሱ በፊት የተናገረው ታውቃላችሁ?
He gave the church two commands.
ለቤተክርስቲያን ሁለት ትእዛዞችን ሰጥቷል።
Do you remember those two commands? One was to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
የመጀመሪያ ወደ ፍጥረቱ ወደ ዓለም ሁሉ ሂዱ ለፍጥረታት ሁሉ ወንጌል ስበኩ የሚል ነው።
But the second one was to stay in Jerusalem and be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
ሁለተኛው ኃይልን እስክትቀበሉ ከኢየሩሳሌም አትውጡ እዚያው ኢየሩሳሌም ቆዩ የሚል ነው።
So when you think about it it makes you laugh a little bit.
ይሄንን ስናስብ ልንስቅ አይገባም።
Jesus told them go
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ሂዱ አለ
and stay
እንደገና ቆዩ አለ
go and stay
ሂዱ እንደገና ተቀመጡ አለ
and he meant both of them
ይሄን ለበኛም ላይ ሰርቷል
they were to go preach the gospel to all nations
ሂዱና ለፍጥረቱ ሁሉ ወንጌልን ስበኩ ብሎናል
but he said before you go you must be filled with the holy spirit
ነገር ግን ከመሄዳችሁ በፊት በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት አለባችሁ ብሏል
i remember my years in malawi
በብዙ አመት በማላዊ ኖር ያለው
i was teaching at the bible school
በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤትም አስተምራለሁ
and during those days our bible school was growing very quickly
ይሄን ያደረግን በነበረበት ጊዜ የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤታችን በጣም በፍጥነት እያደገ ነበር
and so we were building buildings all the time trying
to ለትምህርት ቤት የሚያስፈልጉ ህንጻዎችንም ስንገነባ ነበር
and we had many workers on our compound
በዚህ በእኛ ግቢ ውስጥ በጣም ብዙ ሰራተኞች አሉ
but I often thought of these workers
እኔ አንዳንድ ጊዜ ከነኚህ ሰራተኞች ጋር
when they came to work they would just come with carrying nothing
ወደዚህ ስራ ሲመጡ አንዳንዶቹ ምንም ነገር ሳይሸከሙ ዝም ብለው ይመጣሉ
but we had a tool shed where all the tools were kept
ብዙ አንዳንዶቹ ደግሞ የተወሰነ ብዙ ስራ በጠንክረው ይሰራሉ።
You know, we had hammers and shovels and other things that you used to build.
መዶሻ፣ መሮ የተለያየ ነገር ተሸክመው ይመጣሉ።
I was imagining one of those workers.
ከነዛ ሰራተኞች መካከል አንዱን በትክክል ተመለከትኩት።
You know, when they came to work,
ወደ ስራ ሲመጡ
they had a chapel service.
የጸሎትና የአምልኮ ጊዜ አለን ጥቂት ጊዜ።
All the workers had to come to chapel service.
ሁሉም ሰራተኞች ወደዚህ የጸሎት ፕሮግራም
And then they said, now it's time to go to work. The first place they would go is to the tool shed. They would get their hammer, whatever tool they were going to use, and they would go start their job. But I imagine one worker who is very zealous. This worker loves to build the Bible school more than any worker on the job. Every day he comes to work very excited about going to the job. And so chapel ends and it's time to go to the tool shed. But this worker is very zealous. And he's in the line at the tool shed. And he said, I cannot wait to get my tool. I'm wasting time here. So he runs out to the job without his tools. And it's time to drive a nail in a board.
የመቆፈርም ሰንጠቅም ካለበት እሱ ነው ያደርጋል።
And he's trying to push it in with his hand.
መገፋት ያለበትን በእጆቹ እየገፋ ይጀምራል።
This is how we do when we go to the work without the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
አያችሁ ከመንፈስ ቅዱስ ከተሞላን በኋላ እኛም የምናደርገው እንደዚህ ነው።
Jesus said go.
Jesus ክርስቶስ ሂዷል።
But first wait.
ነገር ግን አስቀድማችሁ
wait until you get the tools to do the job.
አያችሁ ከመሄዳችሁ በፊት መሳሪያ መቀበል ስላለባችሁ እስክትቀበሉ ቆዩ ይላቸዋል።
But somehow our pastors don't understand this.
ነገር ግን የተወሰኑ መጋቢዎች ይሄንን አልተረዱትም።
They think that their church can do the job without the power of the Holy Spirit.
አያችሁ ቤተክርስቲያን ያለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ኃይል የእግዚአብሔርን ሥራ ልትሰራ አትችልም።
And because we are not preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
ስለዚህ ነው እኛ ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላት የምንሰብከው።
As Reverend Turney told us,
መጋቢዎች ተናገሩት።
People think it is unimportant.
ሰዎች በጣም አስፈላጊዎች ናቸው።
Maybe you think it is unimportant.
እናንተም በጣም አስፈላጊዎች ናችሁ።
That's why you're not preaching on it.
ስለዚህ ነው ይሄንን ማንሰብከው።
But when you don't preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit,
ነገር ግን ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት የማንሰብከው ሆነ
two things happen.
ሁለት ነገር ይፈጠራል።
You no longer believe it is important.
እናንተ ይሄ በጣም አስፈላጊ እንደሆነ ልታምኑ ይገባል።
The less you talk about it, the less important it becomes in your mind.
በአእምሮአችሁ ላይ ትልቅ ዋጋ ላልሰጣችሁት ነገር ያስቀድማችሁ ለሱ ልትሰብኩ ልትናገሩ አትችሉም።
And your people don't think it's important.
ይሄ እናንተ ይሄ በጣም አስፈላጊ እንደሆነ አያውቅም እናንተ ችላ ስላላችሁ።
And because we don't preach on it, few people are filled with the Holy Spirit.
ይሄንን ስለማናደርግ ነው ጥቂት ሰዎች ብቻ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ የሚሞሉ።
And because so few people are filled, we think it's not important.
ጥቂት ሰዎች ብቻ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት በቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ በጣም አስፈላጊ ነገር አይደለም።
And since it's not important, we talk about it even less.
የቀሩትም መሞላት በጣም አስፈላጊ ነገር ነው።
And when we talk about it less, even fewer people are filled with the Holy Spirit.
ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት ዝቅተኛ አመለካከት ካለን ጥቂት ሰዎች ብቻ ይሞላሉ።
And we find ourselves in the condition many of us are in today.
ብዙ አሁን ባለንበት ሁኔታ ውስጥ የምንመለከተው ሁኔታ ይሄ ነው።
We must turn that around beginning today.
ከዚህ ቀን ጀምረን ግን ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት ለመስበክ ራሳችንን መቀየር አለብን።
Not tomorrow, today.
ዛሬን እንጂ መወሰን ያለብን ነገ አይደለም።
Because Jesus is coming soon.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በቅርቡ ይመጣል።
Let me tell you another reason I believe African pastors fail to preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
በአፍሪካ ያሉ መጋቢዎች ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት የማይናገሩበትን ሁለተኛ ምክንያት ልንገራችሁ።
Because of a fear of failure.
አያችሁ አብዛኞቹ የውድቀት ፍርሃት ስላለባቸው ነው።
Because you fear, I will preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I will call people to the front. And nobody will be filled. And I will be shamed. I think it's true many times. I have told my people that I am a mighty man of God. And if they come and they're not filled, they may find out the truth that I am not really very powerful. And so there's this fear of failure.
Yeah, would get frahat now.
And Reverend Turney's going to talk about this a bit.
Guess any in the nagar tanagrawtal.
But I want to emphasize this. It is not your responsibility to fill people with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes in America, when I preach in churches, I feel some pressure. They say, Dr. Miller, come to our church and preach and get people filled with the Holy Spirit. And so they're expecting me to get people filled with the Holy Spirit. But I know I can fill nobody with the Holy Spirit. And so I explained to them, Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And He will fill them with the Holy Spirit. If Jesus fills them, they will be filled. If Jesus doesn't fill them, they will not be filled. That's Jesus' job. My job is to present the message and pray with them. But I also know that God is a faithful God. And Jesus promised, He said, ask and it will be given you. And so one time I was invited to go to a missionary retreat of us American missionaries. And they said, Dr. Miller, we want you to come and take all of the children of the missionaries and talk to them about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. This is the teenagers and the children. Well, you know, I am not a children's minister. I am not good at that. But anyway, I agreed. After I agreed, I became very anxious. I was talking to myself. And all those missionaries expect me to get their kids filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm very accustomed to praying with Africans. But I am not accustomed to praying with American children. And so I was complaining to God. And Jesus spoke to me in my prayer. He said, do you not believe my promise? I said, what promise, Lord? He said, my promise that if people will ask for the Holy Spirit, I will give them the Holy Spirit. If those children ask me for the Holy Spirit, I will give them the Holy Spirit. So I took courage. And I tell you, when I talk to those children, God began to pour out His Spirit. And Small children were speaking in tongues. It was time for lunch and the parents were coming to get their children. And I said, you must go away. The children, they're being filled with the Holy Spirit. But God is faithful to His promise. Trust Him. Trust Him. If nobody is filled the first time you preach, preach again. Let me ask you a question. How many here have ever preached on divine healing, prayed for the sick, and the people did not get healed? Have you ever had someone not get healed? Let me see. Oh, some of you, I want you to pray for me, because you've never had someone not healed, and I need your prayer.
No,
but we all sometimes pray and the people don't get healed.
But then?
Sometimes we pray and people do not get healed. But do you stop praying for the sick? No, because we believe the promise of Jesus. We know next time we pray, they will be healed. And it's the same with preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, another reason pastors don't pray for people and preach is because they don't know how. And so they just do what they've seen people do. They preach. People come. They say, pray. The people pray a bit. Nothing happens. So they start hitting them on the head. And they start shaking them and pushing them on the ground. And they start shouting in their ear, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it doesn't work. And they say, what do I do? Well, Reverend Turney is going to help you with that. But if we will preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit, believers will begin to understand the purpose and the importance of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. They'll begin to hunger in their hearts to be filled with the Holy Spirit. People will be filled. The church will begin to grow. And it will begin to mature. The church will become effective in missions. As people learn how to walk in the Spirit. And so each of us, every pastor is personally responsible to preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Someday you will stand before God and give account of your ministry. It's true. We will give account of our ministries before God. And one question God might ask is, why didn't you teach my people how to be filled with the Holy Spirit? You left them open to the attacks of Satan. They could have been useful to my kingdom. Some of them I wanted to call to preach and plant churches, but they never heard because they weren't full of the Spirit. So anyway, I want to go to my next point. How can we preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit? I want to talk about three characteristics of an effective sermon.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት ላይ በጣም ጠቃሚ የሆኑ 3 የስብከት አይነቶችን እናግራቻለሁ
3 characteristics of an effective sermon
ጥሩ ጠቃሚ የሆኑ 3 አይነት የስብከት ዘዴዎችን እናግራቻለሁ
Now this will apply to any sermon
ይሄ በሁሉም የስብከት ዘዴ ላይ ሊሰራ ይችላል
But also to preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit
እንደገና በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀትም ላይ በጣም እጅግ ጠቃሚ ነው
Number 1 is you must be very clear the people must be able to understand what you mean
የመጀመሪያው ልትናገሩ የፈለጋችሁት ነገር ግልጽ መሆኑን ማረጋገጥ አለባችሁ
clarity
ግልጽነት
when you preach they say yes I know what he means
ስትሰብኩ እኔ የማደርገውን የምሰብከውን አውቃለሁ ልትሉ ይገባል
and for you to preach something clearly you must understand it clearly
በትክክል ልትሰብኩ ግልጽ በሆነ መልኩ ልትሰብኩ የምትችሉት በትክክል የተረዳችሁትን ነገር ነው
And so when you preach strive to be very clear with what you say.
ልትሰብኩ ከመጀመራችሁ በፊት የምትናገሩት የምትሰብኩት ነገር ግልጽ ሆኖ ልታወቅ ይገባል።
Another characteristic is faith.
ሁለተኛው ባህሪው ደግሞ እምነት ነው።
You must believe in the word of God.
በእግዚአብሔር ቃል ልታምኑ ይገባችኋል።
You must believe that God will be faithful to his promise.
እግዚአብሔር ታማኝ እንደሆነ ተስፋ ቃሉንም እንደሚሰጥ ልታምኑት ይገባል።
Once there was a young preacher.
አንድ ጊዜ አንድ ወጣት ሰባኪ
and he was just learning how to preach
እሱ እንዴት እንደሚሰበክ የስብከት ዘዴን ተምሯል
and he was going out and preaching in the markets
በገበያው ይሰብካል
and he was telling people about Jesus
ለሰዎች ስለ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ይናገራል
but nobody was getting saved
አንድም ሰው ግን አይድንም ነበር
and he was becoming discouraged
ተስፋ እየቆረጠ መጣ
so he said aha
aha አለ
I know an old preacher.
Yeah, እኔ ለካ ትክክለኛ ሰባኪ አይደለሁ ማለት።
This man he is a powerful preacher.
ነገር ግን አንድ ሌላ ጠንካራ ሰባኪ አለ።
When he preaches many people get saved.
እሱ ሲሰብክ ሰዎች ወዲያውኑ ጌታን ያገኛሉ አለ።
I will go to him and ask him his secret.
ስለዚህ ወደ ጠንካራው ሰባኪ ሄጄ እሱ ሲሰብ ሰዎች እንዴት እንደምድኑ እጠይቀዋለሁ አለ።
So one day he went to the office of the old preacher.
ስለዚህ ወደዚህ ወደ ጠንካራው ሰባኪ ጋር ሄደ ቢሮ ሄደ።
And he said, "Father,
አባቶ ያለ
when you preach
አንተ ስትሰብክ አለ
many people are saved
ብዙ ሰዎች ይድናሉ
but when I preach
ነገር ግን እኔ ስሰብክ
nobody is being saved
አንድም ሰው አይድንም
can you help me
ልትረዳኝ ትችላለህ
and the old man stood up behind his desk
ይህ በእድሜ የገፋው ሰው ቆመ
he put his hands on his desk
ከእጁም እየተገደገደ ተነሳ
he leaned over
ወደ እሱ አየ
he looked at the young man
ወጣቱን ልጅ አየ
he said young man
አንተ ወጣት ሰው
you don't expect someone to be saved every time you preach do you
ታስተውሳለህ ሁሉ ጊዜ እየሰበክ ሰዎች እንደምድኑ ታስባለህ በስብከት
and the young man said no father no
so he didn't allow you to speak ያላቀም
he said that's why they're not being saved
ለዚህ ነው ሰዎች የማይድኑት አለ
because you do not believe in the power of the gospel
ሰዎችን እግዚአብሔር ቃል ስትናገር እግዚአብሔር ኃይል እንደሚያድናቸው አታምንም ማለት
we must believe that Christ will confirm his word
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ቃሉን በታምራት እንደሚያጸና ልናምን ይገባል
our responsibility is simply to preach the word
የኛ ኃላፊነት በቀላሉ የኢየሱስ ስብከት ወይም ቃልን መስበክ ነው
and I'm going to stop on characteristics there's another one but you can read it in your book
ከመጻፋችሁም ታነባላችሁ ሌላኛው ሶስተኛውን ባህሪ ነግራችኋለሁ
because I want to talk about something that is very important
አሁን ልነግራችሁ የምፈልገው ነገር እጅግ በጣም አስፈላጊ ነው
three goals we must have in mind when we're preaching on the baptism in the holy spirit goals
ስብከቶቻችን ስብሰብ ሶስት ግቦች አሉ
hallelujah
amen
now in order to do that I want to come at this backwards
ይህን ማናርከው ነው ወደኋላ እንመለሳለን
now we're preaching on the baptism in the holy spirit
ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት የምንሰብክ ከሆነ
some things is going to have to happen in the people's hearts for them to be filled with the spirit
አንድ ነገር በሰዎች ህይወት ላይ ይሆናል በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት ይጀምራል
What things must be in a person's heart for him to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
ምንድነው በሰዎች ልብ ላይ ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ምላስን ሰብ የሚፈጠረው?
Number 1,
የመጀመሪያው ነገር,
that person must want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት ይፈልጋሉ ሰዎች.
If that person doesn't want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, they will not be filled.
ይሄ ሰው መንፈስ ቅዱስ ለመሞላት የማይፈልግ ከሆነ ወይም የማይመከው ሊሞላ አይችልም.
Number 2,
ሁለተኛ,
that person must have faith.
ያ መንፈስ ቅዱስን ስብከት የሰበካችሁ ለሰው በልብ ውስጥ እምነት ይፈጠራል.
The Bible says we're filled with the Spirit by faith.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ የምናገረው በመንፈስ ቅዱስ የምንሞላው በእምነት ነው ይላል.
If that person doesn't believe, they will not be filled.
So, በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላት የማያምን ከሆነ ሊሞላ አይችልም.
Number 3,
ሶስተኛ,
that person must understand about the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
ያ ስብከት የምትሰብኩት ሰው ስብከቱን ሲሰማ ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ መረዳት ወይም ግንዛቤ ባምሮው ላይ ወይ በልቡ ይፈጠራል.
They must understand its purpose.
የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ሙላት ጥቅም መረዳት ይጀምራል.
They must understand what they must do to receive.
በመቀበሉ ሊሆን የሚችለውን ነገር ይረዳል.
And so that person must have desire.
ፍላጎት ይኖረዋል.
Must have faith.
እምነት ይፈጠርለታል.
And must have understanding.
መረዳቱ በውስጡ ይጀምራል.
All right, so that brings us back to our question.
ይሄ የኛን ሁኔታዎች ጥያቄዎቻችን ይመልሳል.
What are our goals when we're preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit?
ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስንሰብክ የኛ ግብ ምንድነው?
Number 1,
አንደኛ,
we must create desire in their hearts.
በሰዎች ልብ ውስጥ ማሻትን ወይም ፍላጎትን ይፈጥራል.
If they must want to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
so which በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት የሚፈልጉ ከሆነ,
then I, one of my goals must be to make them want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
So which በመንፈስ ቅዱስ እንዲሞሉ የሚፈልጉ ከሆነ, ሰዎች የመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት እንዲፈልጉ ማድረግ አለብኝ በስብከቴ.
I can do this by telling them how being filled with the Holy Spirit will bless their lives.
ይሄንን ነገር ለነግራቸው ላድርግ የምችለው ደግሞ ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ተስፋ ቃል ስነግራቸው ነው.
How they can be empowered and be effective witnesses for Christ.
ይሄን መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሲሞሉ ደግሞ ለኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ውጤታማ ምስክሮች መሆን ይችላሉ.
How God will give them a prayer language that they can intercede in a language that God will give them.
እግዚአብሔር ስለነርሱ የሚማልደውን የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስጦታ እንዴት እንደምሰጣቸው መነግራቸዋለሁ.
How God will give them power to live holy lives.
እንዴት አድርገው የእግዚአብሔርን የተቀደሰ እግዚአብሔራዊ ህይወት እንደሚኖሩም.
And I can tell them testimonies of what has happened to people who are filled with the Spirit.
ሌላ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ የተሞሉ ሰዎች ህይወት ላይ የተፈጠረውን ምስክርነቶችን እነግራቸዋለሁ.
These testimonies could come from the Bible or they could come from people you know.
እነኚህ የምነግራቸው ምስክርነቶችም ከሰዎችም ከመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ይወጣ ሊሆን ይገባል.
Trying to create desire.
በልባቸው ውስጥ ፍላጎትና መነሳሳት እንዲፈጠር ማድረግ አለብኝ.
And so you can do that.
እናንተም ልታደርጉ ይገባል.
Jesus said,
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness for they will be filled.
የእግዚአብሔርን ጽድቅና ቅድስና የሚጠሙ ሁሉ ይረካሉ ብሏል ኢየሱስ.
Okay. How do I inspire faith?
እንዴት አድርገን ነው ሰው ለሰው ሰው
If they need faith to be filled then I need to inspire their faith.
ለመሞላት እምነቱ ካላችሁ ይሄን እምነት እንዴት አድርገው እንደሚገልጡ እንዴት አራሳያቸዋል?
I can tell them about the promise of Jesus.
እምነቱ ውስጣቸው ከተፈጠረ በኋላ እንዴት እንደሚያገኙ ምነግራቸው የኢየሱስን ተስፋ ነግራቸው.
Luke 11 verse 9.
ሉቃስ 11 ቁጥር 9 ላይ ያለው
Jesus said ask and it will be given you.
ኢየሱስ ጠይቁ ይሰጣችኋል ብሎ አላላቸዋል.
Verse 10.
ቁጥር 10 ላይ
Jesus said everyone who asks receives.
የሚጠይቅ ሁሉ ያገኛል ብሏል.
Verse 13.
ቁጥር 13.
The heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
የሰማይ አባታችሁ ለሚጠይቅ ሁሉ መንፈሱን ይሰጣል ብሎ ተናግሯል.
And so I will tell them if you will come and ask him God will give you the Holy Spirit.
እኔ እንደዚህ ነግራቸዋለሁ እግዚአብሔር ለሚጠይቅ ሁሉ መንፈሱን ይሰጣል እላለሁ.
And I could tell stories about people who thought they couldn't be filled but God filled them.
ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔር በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስለመላቸው ሰዎች ምስክርነትም ነግራቸዋለሁ.
And a third goal.
ሶስተኛው ግብ
is to bring them into clear understanding.
ወደ ግልጽ ወደ ሆነው መረዳት እንዲገቡ አደርጋቸዋለሁ.
Help them know what they can expect to happen when they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ለመሞላት ምን መደረግ እንዳለባቸው ግልጽ የሆነ ነገር ላይ አቁጭላል.
Tell them how they can expect the Holy Spirit to come upon them.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ በእነርሱ ላይ እንዲወርድ እንዴት መጠበቅ እንዳለባቸው ለሕዝባቸው ልትነግሩ ይገባል.
And when they believe in faith he will come inside them and they will feel his presence inside them.
በእምነት ጠብቁ የእግዚአብሔር መገኘት ወደ ውስጣቸው ሲሰማ
And when they begin to speak, they will speak in a new language that they don't know before.
ከዚህ ቀደም ውስጣቸው መንፈስ መገኘት ቢሰማ አዲስ ቋንቋ መናገር እንዴት እንደሆነ ላያውቁ ይችላሉ።
And that God will give them power to be his witnesses.
እግዚአብሔር ምስክሮች እንዲሆኑ ኃይልን ይሰጣቸዋል።
Let me talk about the altar call and say three things.
ሶስት ነገሮችን አሁን አሳያቸዋለሁ።
Number 1. Always call people to the altar. When you preach on the baptism in the Holy Spirit, give them an opportunity to be filled. During the altar call, be very positive. Say, God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. This is the promise of Jesus. Not only will you be blessed, but you will bless the heart of God when you come. We will help you. Don't fear. We will help you. God is a God who loves to give good gifts to his children. And then when they come, just expect God to fill them with the Holy Spirit. God will use you to bring people into the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Now let me say this and I will finish. This is something you learn how to do. And the only way to become more effective in something is to do it again and again and again.
በአንድ ነገር ጥሩ ውጤታማ ሆኖ ለመስራት መደረግ ያለበት ነገር ተደጋግሞ መስራት
ነው። As the weeks go by, you become more and more effective.
ነገሮቻችሁ እየተጋገማችሁ ታረጉ እየተሻሻላችሁ ጥሩ እየሆናችሁ ትሄዳላችሁ።
You will not preach like the apostle Paul the first time you preach.
የመጀመሪያ ቀን እንደሰበካችሁ ልክ እንደ ሐዋርያን ጳውሎስ አይነት ስብከት ላሰብኩ ትችላላችሁ።
But very soon you will be preaching with great power.
ነገር ግን ከጥቂት ጊዜ በኋላ በትልቅ ኃይል መስበክ ትጀምራላችሁ።
And people will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
ሰዎች በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት ይጀምራሉ።
Now I want us to all stand.